In a diplomatic note issued late Wednesday by the U.S. Embassy in Mexico City, Ambassador Garza requests a full investigation of the incident. The ambassador also read his statement in Spanish for use by the news media in Mexico.
El día de hoy presenté una solicitud formal al gobierno de México para que
he says men wearing military uniforms, carrying military weapons, and driving in military-style vehicles apparently intervened to prevent U.S. authorities from seizing a drug shipment. Garza says he sent the diplomatic note because, in his words, this type of incident is indicative of the danger faced by our law enforcement officers daily along the border. He also laments the increase in drug-related violence in Mexican cities on the border and notes that there have been numerous cross-border attacks on U.S. Border Patrol agents.
La creciente retórica que en México califica los esfuerzos estadounidenses por controlar sus fronteras.
The U.S. ambassador also protests what he refers to as rhetoric in Mexico that characterizes U.S. efforts to control its border as racist. He says Mexican efforts to oppose measures under consideration in the U.S. Congress further polarized the debate on immigration and border security. He says the Mexican actions, in his words, only serve to polarize the debate on immigration and undermine the efforts of those who seek viable solutions to illegal immigration and border security. The recent approval by the U.S. House of Representatives of a bill that would fund the construction of a reinforced fence along some sections of the border drew strong criticism in Mexico. Mexican President Vicente Fox called the idea shameful, and Mexican diplomats sought help in condemning the proposal from other Latin American nations and the European Union. Supporters of the enhanced border security proposals cite the need to stop terrorists at the border, as well as the ongoing problems of illegal immigration and drug trafficking. The measure would need approval by the U.S. Senate and President Bush before taking effect. On Thursday, the Mexican government dropped a plan to distribute maps to its citizens seeking to cross illegally over the border into the United States. The maps showed the safest routes through the Sonoran Desert in southern Arizona, where hundreds of illegal crossers have died in recent years from dehydration and exposure. The maps were produced by a humanitarian group in the United States that has also placed water stations in the desert to aid immigrants in distress. Groups favoring strict enforcement of U.S. immigration laws have criticized such efforts for what they describe as encouraging illegal entry. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.